white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Banksters, politicians, and the mainstream media have decimated over 250 years of our prosperity, which has been built by our blood, sweat, and tears. It's time to fix what's broken in America. It's time to go back to the one set of laws which made us the greatest country on earth, the U.S. Constitution. Live from the Overthrow Bunker in FEMA Region 9, you're listening to The Pete Santilli Show.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Monday, October 29th, and this is episode number 254. And each episode of the Pete Santilli Show is broadcast live daily at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 10 p.m. Central time, and of course 11 p.m. East Coast time. And that's going to be something new that I'm getting used to in that this is our first broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. So I've got a little bit of a time change, but of course, a recorded iTunes podcast can be automatically downloaded at www.thepetesantillishow.com. And if you visit thepetesantillishow.com, click on that live show chat link at the top of the page, and you can join us in the live show chat at any time during our broadcast. Coast to coast. As a matter of fact, if you're listening at home on AM radio, you can join us in the chat room. It's actually one of the liveliest chat rooms that you'll ever participate in. So we actually have a new way of doing the show. It's going to be a little bit different. So here's the deal. This is what I want you to do. Just keep this in mind. This is episode number 254. And what that means is that we've had 254 episodes of practice, essentially. This is the 254th episode. I actually have a producer is going to be sending me to breaks and stuff like that. So we're going to learn how to communicate back and forth. This is the first test episode, and we're going to be actually setting up a new board in a couple of days. But for right now, the way we're sending the uplink to the network, to the studio, you're going to hear a couple of glitches outside of the norm that you've been hearing the past 254 episodes. Now, I want to welcome, of course, all of the brand new listeners that have joined us on Republic Broadcasting Network. I also welcome each and every day the listeners from iTunes Radio, also YouTube, Spreaker.com, Before It's News listeners as well. And I also want to give you a telephone number. It's 800-313-9443. That is the new call-in line. If you want to join me on the telephone, we're going to be taking calls at 800-313-9443. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you can join me at secondlife.com. Now, today, what we're going to do is we're going to do our first bunker news break with Suzanne Posel. And Suzanne is joining me on the line. Suzanne, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. This is a brand new thing for me.
Yeah.
A brand new format. Normally, I'm on the board flicking switches and doing stuff, and it's going pretty smooth, and I did that for 253 episodes, and now on the 254th one, I'm going to be actually somewhat discombobulated in that I'm not going to be pushing the buttons, but at RBN, they're going to be taking us to break. So just bear with me. I haven't done a break with them on the first set, but I want you to join me for this news break.
All right.
Fantastic.
Are we ready?
Right. Yes. Well, the bunker news break here, you know, of course, as we do this thing, you're going to hear our basic chimes. Hopefully, we can hear that over there at the RBN side. But the bunker news break is actually brought to you by OccupyCorporatism.com. And Suzanne, thanks a lot for joining us. But what do you have on the platter?
Well, first up, lawmaker urges Fed to monitor Hezbollah in Mexico. And this is from Fox News. The presidential campaign has been talking a lot about terrorism in the Middle East. But one lawmaker, which is Sue Myrick, she is warning that the federal government is ignoring the growing Hezbollah presence in Mexico. I didn't know this. Did you know this?
I did not. As a matter of fact, I'm still focused on the on the hurricane out there. But I don't know what that was. Fantastic. Let's go to break.
Excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com. To see photos and for more information, again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and as I said, you know, it's going to be a little bit different, but we will in the coming days here get it squared away, but squared away with the studio and how we go to the breaks and stuff like that and communicating. So bear with us. I have Suzanne Posel back for our Occupy Corporatism daily bunker news break, and we should have probably done this a couple days down the road, but that's okay. Guess what? This is exactly how we roll at the Pete Santilli Show. Suzanne Posel, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, fantastic. All right. So listen, let's get to the news in Mexico. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to be gearing up to protect the Mexican border, correct?
Well, you know, forget Fast and Furious. Forget the fact that Obama's running guns and Eric Holder's running guns to Mexico. We got to worry about Hezbollah. We got to worry about the Iranian terrorist groups. And Sue Myrick says that she has no faith in the Department of Homeland Security. Well, neither do we. She says they should have been looking for these groups in Mexico much more closely. Apparently, a gentleman who was in Mexico linked to an Islamic terrorist group overlooked when he was connected to an Iranian operative that plotted to assassinate a Saudi diplomat in Washington using a hired gun on loan from a Mexican drug cartel. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about the fact that our government is supplying guns to Mexico. Worry about the fact that Iran is supposedly, using these guns in order to create a terrorism group coming out of Mexico. So that's what we have to worry about there. And that's out of Fox News.
Out of Fox News. Thank you, Fox News, for providing that information about fake terrorists in North America. Appreciate it.
Yeah, right? Debka file, I'm sorry, high alert on terror strikes against the U.S. and Israel in Egyptian Sinai, okay, in Sinai. Hmm. So supposedly, Salafi and al-Qaeda are working together. Now, for those of you who don't remember, Salafi is the extremist Islamic group that comes out of Saudi Arabia, who is our best friend, right? Mm-hmm. And al-Qaeda is Mujahideen, which we created, okay? So just so that you realize, this whole story is bunk. But let's go on anyway, okay? So they are going to attack. They are poised to attack with coordinated terrorists on U.S. and Egyptian targets in Sinai. Egyptian targets in Sinai and Israel. And these are the perpetrators who murdered U.S. Ambassador Stevens and everybody else, the three other people. And so this is quite interesting to me, because Salafi works with the Saudi Arabian government, who's sending guns over to the Free Syrian Army, who's fighting our proxy war. And al-Qaeda is a made-up terrorist cell that we created. But they're threatening U.S. interests in Egypt and Israel. So there you go. That's that from the Debka file.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
And this is my favorite. This is a good one.
Go ahead.
This is out of the Telegraph. Rowena Mason is the author. Tony Blair, the EU needs a president. Thanks for offering that, Tony.
Really?
In a move interpreted by some as a job application, former prime minister says that the EU could do with a strong leader provided by the people. Really? So all of those countries, those independent sovereign countries who are part of the Europeans or the Eurozone, need one guy to head them all? For folks who don't know this, and put this in a Google search and look this up for yourself, Hitler wanted to do the same thing. Okay, the EU was actually based on a model that Hitler tried to start back in World War II. Okay, so now we've got Tony Blair saying that out of this European crisis can come an opportunity finally to achieve a model of European integrity that is sustainable. Where do we hear that word? We love that sustainability word, right?
Good old, yeah, sustainability, Agenda 21, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So the Europe-wide election for the presidency would be the most direct way to involve the public. And by the way, he was speaking at the Nicholas Berggruen Institute on Governance. So he's in Germany, Hitler, where he's talking about becoming a dictator over the EU, Hitler. That's all I got.
That's beautiful. Okay, now listen, do you have any news on the... By the way, I want to congratulate everyone for being the lucky recipients of the man-made, HAARP-energized Hurricane Sandy that's barreling into the United States of America just in time for the elections, of course, and we want to put the power out and have the president look presidential. Do you have any news or thoughts on Hurricane Sandy?
Well, it's been downgraded, thank God, to a tropical storm. And since I'm from Florida, and I've been through just about, every tropical storm, every hurricane, I spent 28 years down there, I can say that it's unfortunate, because on the upper side of the East Coast, they build in wood, and they're not, their buildings are not set up to withstand a hurricane. So we're going to see some damage in that. You know, down in Florida, they've revised and revised and revised their building codes to be able to withstand any kind of damage that comes from a hurricane. But you still, you know, you've got tornadoes inside hurricanes, and you could have flooding. There's a dry storm, which is like a buzzsaw. It just comes right in and just buzzsaws across the continent. And then you've got a wet storm, which just moves very slowly, very big, and dumps a lot of rain. And that's what we're seeing here with Sandy. But what I'm concerned about is the fact that that side of the East Coast is not psychologically prepared to handle a hurricane because, like I said, they don't normally get these storms. So we might see a lot of freaking out, and that would compound whatever damage. But thank God we have our federal family there. FEMA and DHS are right there to give you your juice box and your blanket. So it's a good thing that Mommy and Daddy are there to take care of you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Good to know that. You know, on drudgereport.com, they show a picture of New York City being completely blacked out. Did you know about that?
I did, and I'm seeing pictures of streets that are just completely flooded. You know, you can't see anything up into the window. You know, the whole front stoop and the whole street down the block is just completely underwater.
That's absolutely frightening. Listen, I want to, in just a couple minutes here before we go to the break, I want to welcome you to the Pete Santilli Show for doing this, and we'll get into a smooth rhythm, I'm sure, here very quickly here in the next couple of days. But Occupy Corporatism, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with it, Occupy Corporatism is known as one of the top alternative media websites on the Internet. Now, Suzanne Posel is an investigative journalist, and she's sponsoring the daily Bunker News Break, and she's going to be doing that every single day, a 15-minute segment where we cover all the important news each and every day. Now, this is the first day that we're on the Republic Broadcasting Network on AM and FM radio on various affiliates across the country. And by the way, if you're listening to the regular Internet version of the show and you'd like to see us on AM radio, there's a way you can do that. You can actually go to our live show chat at the top of the page there, click on that button, and request your local radio station to cover it so we can get this message out. I'm going to tell you what this message is if you're new to the show. Get this message out in your local community. But, Suzanne, thank you very much for all of your contributions to the show thus far. And thanks for joining me on this this Bunker News Break. We're excited to get this thing off the ground with Republic.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy for you. And it's a pleasure to be part of everything that you do.
Yeah, what stories, before I let you go, I want to know what stories you're working on.
Well, I'm working on some stories. I know that Benghazi is really big, and there's a lot of propaganda going on, and Clinton is kind of poising herself as the gracious person who, it's in her employee capacity to secure diplomatic missions. It's right there on the USstate.gov website, the U.S. Department of State, and if you look up her, what she is responsible for, she was responsible for securing that. So I'm going to expose that a little bit because I know that some of the mainstream alternative outlets like Glenn Beck like to put people on his show and kind of downplay it and blame the Obama administration. And the Obama administration has done some horrific things, you know. But this is totally Clinton, ladies and gentlemen. And you got to call a spade. But remember, she wants to run in 2016. So she's doing what she can to look as good as she can so that after we get over this Romney-Obama thing, she can just swoop right in and save the day in her little red cape and be that diplomatic president for us that we all need and love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. And I cannot believe the amount of news that's coming out on a daily basis about Benghazi.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a botched kidnapping. It's somebody else's fault. It's these terrorist groups. It's Al Qaeda. It's always somebody else other than the person. The person pointing the finger is the person you need to pay attention to.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Listen, the report that you put up about the $43 trillion lawsuit here, and just the last remaining seconds here before we let you go. Have you been getting a lot of hits to your page? Is it an important article to the general public?
Yes, please, ladies and gentlemen, OccupyCorporatism.com. It is the front story, and I'm going to revisit this and explain to you the details of the complaint and what this means. this is probably the biggest story, and I know, Pete, you said this before, of our lifetime.
Cover tomorrow. Thank you.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and of course, working through, and just bear with me, okay, on this recording, just working through the timing and everything, back to the studio, Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to welcome, once again, welcome back to the show. I'm Pete Santilli, host of the Pete Santilli Show, and let me give you, I have a lot of new listeners that have just come to the show as of today, so if you're hearing my voice, you are on the Pete Santilli Show, which has originated, I'll give you a little bit of history. I guess we'll start out that way before we get into some of this really important news. I think it was back in December of last year. There was a gentleman that I listened to on a regular basis. His name is Alex Jones, and he had inspired me. He said, look, I can't do this alternative media thing all by myself. I need your help. Somebody grab a microphone and do what you can do. Get out there as a citizen journalist. And that's exactly what I did, what I set out to do. And right about the end of December, I had gotten pretty, I guess, frustrated with the state of affairs, with our economy and politics. And I said, you know, I'm going to call it quits. But I want to just give it one last shot. So I went out to all my social media people and I said, look at, you know, would you guys support me if I did a daily podcast? And it started out as a podcast. And I got overwhelming response when I told people that I was considering just quitting. Social media, quitting talking politics, I was going to walk away from it. And people said, man, don't do that. We'll support your show. Go do a show. So I said, okay. So I had invested in some equipment, got everything up and running. And the show started out really slow. Had a couple listeners as we, you know, worked through the technical aspects of getting a show off the ground. And I actually started broadcasting, believe it or not, to a bunch of 3D characters in SecondLife.com. And by the way, SecondLife.com is a sponsor of the show, and we're going to work through those ads through the Republic system. But SecondLife.com is a 3D community. I set up a little studio in there. I broadcast from my little home studio, and just started one listener at a time. I think his name, he's actually my engineer. He's still with me to this day. Every single episode, I don't think he's missed one. Maybe one for a family event, but his name is X'd. And he sat in there, and I said, hey, go make yourself comfortable over in the engineering booth. And it was a fake 3D engineering booth. And he sat in there, had a great time. We had one listeners, two listeners. All of a sudden, the thing started taking off. And I'm going to tell you why. It's a very good reason why this show has gained the popularity that it has. Because right from day one, I told everyone what I'm about, what the show is going to be about. It's not going to be about Pete Santilli and how he's going to be the grand poobah of all things. Absolutely not. I told everyone about myself, what I'm about, and every single day I've come to the airwaves to really lay it on the line about what I believe needs to be done here in America to turn our country around. And I use the term revolution quite a bit. And a revolution of the mind I've been working on for 250-something episodes, trying to convince everybody that peacefully we can accomplish something. The greatest event in human history can actually take place if we all start waking people up. And the more people that we have that are awakened to the realities of our politics, our economy, we could use that really as the ultimate weapon. Freeing these minds coast to coast, every single community across America, and to really awaken them. Now, when you say awaken, you say, Pete Santilli, what the heck are you referring to? An awakening. I was, at one point in time, I was stuck on watching Fox News and looking at Julie Banderas read me the news. And one day I found out that all of that news was kind of messed up. And it really wasn't the truth about what was really going on. And then I started learning about 9/11 and then a bunch of other things. And next thing you know, I started looking at the world completely different. And that included the mainstream media. I started shunning away from there. As soon as I turned off the Fox News channel, I started realizing there were other channels speaking other things. But guess what? The bottom line is everything on the regular mainstream media is really a concocted propaganda, a concoction of propaganda by corporations. Everything that they want you to know, they'll present that. Now, the Democrats present their twist on things. The Republicans present their twist. But ultimately, it's a twist. That is a blend between politics and corporatism. And that's funny. In the chat room, they're making comments. And I absolutely agree. As a matter of fact, I should bring her to the line. Susanna Cole, you there?
Yes.
You want to join me?
Well, I
want to
have a choice.
I want to introduce you. Actually, this is going to be... You know, our show has run, you know, basically over 250-something episodes, absolutely perfectly smooth in that we know what's coming up when you normally join me in the second hour. But I want to introduce everybody, as I'm introducing this show, introduce everybody to the lovely Susanna Cole.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, our breaks actually come up. We have a break here coming up in the next couple of minutes. You know what I want you to do? I want you to just ride shotgun with me for a little bit. As
okay,
I want to tell our new audience. I want to tell our new audience about who you are and how we got started. You actually joined me right about episode number 15, and our regular listeners are hearing me talk about this experience that we had in SecondLife.com, starting with a small group of listeners. And it has literally grown to tens of thousands of listeners every single day now. For what I think we're going to go to a break for. Stand by.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back from the break, and as I mentioned, you guys just bear with me, okay? You've been listening on the podcast version to the back channel line, so that's great. I'm joined by Susanna Cole, so I abruptly cut you off, and I apologize for that. We're working through the timing on our breaks, and we'll get that here in the next couple of days. So I was telling everybody about who Susanna Cole is, and actually by popular demand, the chat room was saying, Pete Santilli needs Susanna Cole. Bring her on the line. So that's exactly what I did. So if you want your input and you want to drive the show, get in the chat room. Just tell me what to do. All right?
They're awful sweet, right?
They are. They're awesome. Nice. No, I wanted to. I just thought that it was fitting that I introduce you to our brand new audience, and then we're going to get right to the task of covering some of the important news. Now, when you first came in the very, very beginning, we had, how many listeners did we have? How many listeners do you think we had?
Oh gosh, we had probably, when I first came in, probably 15 or so, but not very many, not very many.
Okay, so the show grew because I think everybody really liked the passion by which I brought the passion that I brought to the show. And passion, what I mean by passion, was almost a violent militancy in the very beginning. I had to learn how to tame myself, didn't I?
You did.
Right?
You really did. And you've gone through some different phases, you know, for sure. So, but yeah, in the beginning, it was, you were pretty tough on everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, I sure was. And being tough, meaning, you know, my calls for, in the beginning, you know, I thought, hey, let's hit the streets, let's shut the system down. Let's do what we need to do. We got to turn our country around. But you know what? I actually came to the realization that if we, I guess, use the means of anything that could cause any violence in the streets, we would lose that battle to bring change to our cities. If we go to, you know, the streets of Los Angeles and go up against the machine itself, and any violence that would take place, they would love to see that, and they would oppose us with an equal and opposite force of tear gas. Don't you agree?
Or worse.
Yeah, oh, or
absolutely.
Worse.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, you know.
Or worse, yeah. But as the show has progressed, I've learned my way through, I guess, understanding what it's going to take for 350 million people here in the United States of America to be saved. And what I did was I figured it out. I would just bring you to the show, and you would tame me down, and then we would be able to do that. So here we are.
That's right. And I tell them, you know, it's, why don't you try to save yourself?
Yeah, try to save yourself. Yeah. So our philosophy here on this show, and we are mainly talking to, so if you're a regular listener, you know you've heard this spiel over and over again. But our new listeners that have come to the show through the Republic Broadcasting Network, what this show is all about is us really awakening everybody to the realization that you need to do a couple of things. Number one, trust absolutely nobody in the media, in the news that you're getting. Trust absolutely nobody. Secondly, you need to read and listen to everything. And thirdly, don't believe anything that's served up to you unless you've done the research yourself. So that level of empowerment, really, that's what the show is all about going forward. So you'll hear me say this over and over and over again, but it's a matter of convincing each and every one of our listeners that you are in charge of determining what to believe, what not to believe, what's true, what's fake, what the mainstream media is trying to tell you to do, right?
Yeah, and people need to get it back in their heads that they're responsible for the outcome of this whole thing.
That's right.
If the people don't take their power back and they don't do it soon, they're going to be enslaved.
Yeah. So we're going to, as we go to this this new format, we get into the new clock and we get the system set up, communicating with the main studio. We'll get back into our rhythm here, I would say, within a couple days maximum. Okay. So bear with us. All right. Now let's get to the news. And you're going to ride shotgun with me here for the next few, if you don't mind. Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially on this very important topic that I need to cover. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to the show, you will be hearing me every single day mention news articles that are on beforeitsnews.com. Why beforeitsnews.com? Are they a sponsor of the show? Absolutely not. I'm actually an advocate for the methods that beforeitsnews.com brings the news to the forefront, to the people that are looking at the site. And it's actually probably a couple of hundred steps away from being at the level of Infowars.com, believe it or not, the amount of traffic. A lot of people are relying on it for their news because, let me tell you why, because it's people-driven. When somebody posts an article that they believe is important, people see it, and it comes up to the top of the rankings, and next thing you know, the people are driving those important articles up to the top, okay? And that's beautiful because you don't have one person, you know, Jabba the Hutt type sitting at sitting in the front office saying, this one shall go up and this one shall not. Right?
That's right. That's what they usually do.
Yes. Now, on beforeitsnews.com, I posted an article myself because I believed it to be extremely important. I had Google Alerts, and I follow everything Ben Swan. And if you don't know who Ben Swan is, you need to understand the following. Ben Swan is not only a great journalist, okay, but he was actually the one person who was able to bridge the gap between alternative media and the mainstream media. He was working for an independent Fox station out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And he put together a show called Reality Check, right? And Susanna, what did you like about Reality Check? And Ben Swan's been on the show several times, but what did you like about Ben Swan's Reality Check?
Well, the first time I ever listened to him, I could not believe that there was actually somebody in mainstream media that tackled the hard questions and did it with just truth and honesty and bravery, actually. And it was on mainstream media. So, I mean, it blew me away. I couldn't believe it. And the way he articulated everything and put it out there, and he did it like in a 5-minute segment, and he really schools you. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's fantastic. We love him here on the Pete Santilli Show. We love Ben Swan.
We do. He's been on with us. We understand his journalistic integrity. And I'm gonna tell you something. I had a tough time even grabbing a Reality Check video. I actually went to the internet, by the way, so that I could pull a clip to introduce him. If you probably heard him before, but let me play this. I had to actually search and dig deep for this particular one that he did. It's Reality Check. Did President Obama call Benghazi an attack an act of terror the day after? Did he call it an act of terror? Let me play this, and this is directly from Fox 19.
What can gold do for you?
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine that? No wonder why they want all the traffic to go to them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So let me tell you the story. Ben Swan's Reality Check. This guy covers important news, and here, now we can actually go to this.
Debate, certainly one that had our viewers talking. Who was right?
I'll just give you just a brief snippet of what Ben Swan's all about.
The issue of whether President Obama called the Benghazi attack an act of terror the day after it happened. Well, we have the facts and the rest of the story. It's a Reality Check you won't see anywhere else.
Listen to this one segment, okay?
All day long, media has been on this story. Twitter exploding with claims that nowhere in the president's speech in the Rose Garden did he call Benghazi a terrorist attack. Now, if we're going to break down reality here, we have to start with not only what President Obama said last night, but what he said.
The day after the attack, Governor, I stood in the Rose Garden and I told the American people and the world that we are going to find out exactly what happened, that this was an act of terror. And I also said that we're going to hunt down those who committed this crime.
The president just said something which is that on the day after the attack, he went in the Rose Garden and said that this was an act of terror. You said in the Rose Garden, the day after the attack, it was an act of terror. It was not a spontaneous demonstration. Is that what you're saying?
Please proceed, Governor.
I want to make sure we get that for the record, because it took the president 14 days before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror.
Get the transcript.
President Obama's words there, he claims he called the attack an act of terror. He did not say, as media on the right are claiming, that it was a terrorist attack. However small the difference there, there is a difference. So now, what the president said in the Rose Garden.
No acts of terror will ever shake the resolve of this great nation, alter that character, or eclipse the light of the values that we stand for. Today we mourn for more Americans who represent the very best of the United States of America.
So to the question of whether President Obama called the Benghazi attack an act of terror in the Rose Garden, it is true. But this is Reality Check, not just a fact check. So to be intellectually honest, President Obama and his campaign cannot just stand back and say they always called it an act of terror and pretend those claims about the YouTube movie never happened. At least a half dozen times, someone from the administration linked the attacks to that YouTube movie called The Innocence of Muslims, including the president himself.
And Chris Stevens, the ambassador there, was one of the leaders of that process.
Now, so here's the main thing that I want to convey to you. If you have not heard of Ben Swan, this guy presents really journalistically absolutely with absolute impeccable integrity. This guy will present both sides, and he just basically gave Obama credit, did he not, Susanna?
He did.
And he'll be fair. Now, he's actually approached President Obama himself on a recent occasion and asked him, and he's been the only reporter to approach President Obama and pin him down about the NDAA, which is the National Defense Act Authorization Bill. All right? Now, he's also approached Mitt Romney as well and asked some very, very tough questions. And ladies and gentlemen, he's basically been with a Fox 19 News mainstream media suit on, acting like an independent alternative media journalist. And what happened today, what I discovered today, was absolutely stunning to me. And this is how it came to me, and you need to be very concerned about it. All right, we're going to discuss this here as the show progresses. But I'm going to tell you how important this is, and I'm also going to tell you what I know from an inside source about what may have caused this thing. But I got the report. It said, urgent, it appears that Ben Swan needs our help. Okay? And there was a video that was attached to it. It said, urgent, Ben Swan needs to get a national TV show.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Richter, a filmmaker from Chicago. And I'm here today to talk about an effort to get Ben Swan, a local news anchor from Cincinnati, 150,000 Facebook fans by December 31st, 2012. If you have followed Ben Swan over the past year or so since he's kind of hit the national stage, even though he is a local news reporter, you'll notice that he is a great alternative source of information in the mainstream media. And ultimately, a lot of people have had to fight to find someone like a Ben Swan to talk about things like the NDAA, the Patriot Act, the Federal Reserve, and the unconstitutionality of all these wars we have going on. So he's a great alternative voice out there. And the real reason why this video is being made is because I'm a concerned citizen. And over this past weekend, I recognized, and it looks like this happened just a few days ago, that all of the reality check videos that Ben Swan has made and put up on YouTube, to which he's had millions and millions of views for these things, have all been taken down. So there must be a really good reason for that. And I don't think it's good in thinking about freedom of speech and sharing information outside of what the one or two sources, you know, one or two types of things that the mainstream media wants to talk about. It just more or less looks like he's getting stomped out. And so if you care about alternative sources of media, Ben Swan is your guy. And I mentioned 150,000 number because numbers talk. Now, I'm a filmmaker who does a lot of television commercials, feature films, and certainly TV shows. And at the end of the day, it all comes down to the numbers. And 50,000 Facebook fans is a pretty impressive number for a local news reporter. But if we could triple that, then he's going to be above the likes of John Stossel, Piers Morgan, and a lot of other well-known mainstream media.
All right, now here's the deal. Susanna, correct me if I'm wrong. Ben Swan has literally got tens of millions of viewers through YouTube.
Yes, he does.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit when we come back from this next break. We're going to talk a little bit about why it's important to understand what's going on behind the scenes here, what could have caused Ben Swan to be taken off of YouTube, and what the message is. But this video actually came from the Daily Poll, sent to me by, and thank goodness I picked it up. But it reads as this: it has become very clear over the past few days that something has happened with Ben Swan. All of his reality check videos have been taken down from YouTube. I don't think it takes much of an imagination to reach the likely conclusion he's being shut down. I could be wrong, but that's what appears to be happening. This is the same guy that actually asked Obama and Romney some very tough questions recently, and those vids went big time viral. In addition to this, Mr. Swan has made well over 100 videos that covered important political topics. Many of us have shared these videos and have felt very proud to have him to be part of our liberty movement. We need to fight for what appears to be fire with fire. In order to keep getting this great content from Mr. Swan, my gut tells me he may need to change platforms. And yes, that's absolutely right. We need to get him out of the mainstream media. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I believe to be from an inside high-level source, okay? I believe this to be true.
Mm-hmm.
I think because Ben Swan has put so much pressure on the likes of Mitt Romney, on the likes of Barack Obama, that the corporate machine has essentially shut him down on YouTube. Somehow, some way, done that. Now, has YouTube gotten him for TOS violations or anything like that? No, it's nothing like that. Is there anything on its face nefarious? No, because actually, if you go to Ben Swan's Facebook page, he's actually thanking his listeners to let you know, and viewers to let you know, that his videos can be gotten on the reality check page, but literally cutting off the ability for all of us to receive that information via YouTube. Essentially, how that happened, I don't know. But reading between the lines, Susanna Cole, based on what we know of what Ben Swan has been doing and the topics he's covering, is that a pretty safe assessment?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, that it's not good for us in alternative media, especially since, they're right. We use his stuff quite a bit, and we go to him, and we depend on him. So, for everyone to be able to go out there and see him on YouTube and search for him is one thing, and not be able to find him. But it's all those new listeners. It's all those new people that are coming to alternative media and they're looking for the truth that are never going to be able to hear Ben Swan because of this.
Yes, and that's the most important thing. But listen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to cover the important news of the day. I'm your host, Pete Santilli. You are listening to the Pete Santilli Show. We'll be back right after this message.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm your host, Pete Santilli. You're listening to the Pete Santilli Show, and this is the first run on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Really exciting to be doing this, but somewhat discombobulated, okay? But I was just thinking through this. I kind of stumbled into the show like a drunken sailor, almost just like, oh my goodness. I've actually been doing literally 250-something episodes, just doing my own production, doing my own, and it really got to the point to where I had a really smooth running show. It was a great production. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a caller. We got Bill from Oregon on line one. Bill from Oregon, are you there?
Hi, Pete. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on, man? Thanks a lot for calling in to the Pete Santilli Show.
Congratulations on your first, even though it's your 254th show.
Yeah, 254th show. Did you listen on AM radio, or were you listening on the streams?
I'll give you a hint. Everything is madness.
That's good. You know, you sounded just like Meatloaf. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah. Okay. So I got a concept and an idea for you. I want you to extrapolate upon.
Okay,
so we've
got
heart vibrations going crazy and through the roof. We've got this gigantic storm ripping the eastern coastline apart. So then what do they do when they come to rebuild it? Is it all going to be based on Agenda 21?
Oh, yeah, you know. You know it. Is that a rhetorical question?
Well, I think we can. This is something we can run with a little bit.
It really is. You want to have a conversation about this? Or,
Then you've got ICLEI coming in, then you've got Agenda 21. All of a sudden, all this beautiful coastline, they'll be all stacked up on top of businesses with an EMX line, and everybody will be living close to where they work.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, if you actually look at what's frightening is, and for those of you that are not aware of Agenda 21, this is not a weird conspiracy theory. I'm not going to go into the exact explanation of Agenda 21. But if you're not aware of it, you need to go look it up. And it's UN's Agenda 21. But I saw a presentation online. This guy had a map from the United Nations as to what the United States would look like after Agenda 21 is fully implemented. And he had these dots in major metropolitan areas. Essentially what they want to do is take us, because we've suffered from what they believe to be sprawl, right? Meaning that we've propagated out to the rural areas. And what they want to do is to create a scenario where they can justify taking us all into the metro areas and stacking us into these tiny little sustainable communities and apartments, right?
Exactly. I've seen that map.
Yeah. Let me tell you what my opinion is, and chime in whenever you want, because sure. I know that you're well studied on this issue. I think, and you can just see them posturing, with all of their ability, and I believe this, and anyone want to challenge me on this, please challenge me on this. I believe that they have weather modification control. They've got super, super weapon technology, microwave weapon technology. They can create this scenario to shut down our electrical systems, to shut down and institute. Look, they've already signed an executive order before the hurricane even hit. The president jumped on this thing to look presidential, of course, to get away from the Benghazi stuff. We'll talk about more of that, of course. But they set up this scenario to create these massive events, and you know what I think they're going to do? One day they're going to take us all into FEMA camps, and then when they release us from the FEMA camps, we're going to go into the Agenda 21 communities.
It's highly possible, quite probable. I've been studying this stuff for a really long time. Agenda 21 I've really been diving into lately and watching videos and reading a book by Rosa Chiori, and I think you've had her on your show before. She writes all about Agenda 21, and she's a eminent domain expert by profession. So she has a good idea of the idea of land use. And for anybody who doesn't know too much about Agenda 21, the 300-page, 40-chapter document is right there on the UN's website. It sounds like it's about sustainability. It's been, in a sense, covered in the green movement. Not that I don't think a lot of
Bill, stand on. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Okay, stay right there.
It's true. Go.